Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding-edge, successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's Rockstar Achiever.
Welcome to Rockstar Achievers. I am excited, as I always am, for our new guest today. This particular person, I had met him a few weeks ago, and he really sparked my interest in the conversation that we were having as he was telling me about his business. And one of the things that he told me is, I believe in the power of creativity to capture audiences and stand out in a noisy world. The world is just more fun that way. And I thought, wow, that is really profound. And I myself, I love to be different and be unique in what I do for my clients. And so I'm very drawn to other people who are different, who think outside of the box. And that is what I found in this person and why, one of the reasons why I have this person on the show today. So our guest today is Jeremy Tank, who graduated from the prestigious New School for the Arts, NSA High School, in 1997. At NSA, he studied fine art, advanced figure drawing, visual design, photography, print production, and various performing arts. Jeremy received a BFA in graphic design from the Art Institute of Phoenix in 2000 and entered the world of business as art director for a boutique Phoenix agency, TTA Advertising. Jeremy graduated with his MFA in media design in 2017 with a focus in design strategy. For over 20 years, Jeremy's expertise helped build a business-to-business and business-to-consumer brand and create effective marketing campaigns. And in 2017, he opened his own business, Think Tank Creative, to work on creative projects of all shapes and sizes. Jeremy is passionate about using branding and design to help business owners imagine the future they want and create the steps to get there. And in having a very in-depth conversation about how he goes about his branding strategy and how he helps his businesses, B2B and B2C, develop their branding, I thought it was very remarkable and a nice, unique, and beautiful approach. So I'm going to go ahead and, Jeremy, I would love to introduce you and turn the time over to you and let you share with us how you got into this marketing world.
Well, thank you, Catherine. It's great to be with you here today. you know, this marketing world is really exciting from my viewpoint. To really describe how I got here, I kind of have to go all the way back to about the second grade, which is a long way back to go, I know. But that was when I actually started putting together the idea of images and stories and started creating these storybooks. You know, it wasn't anything too complex, Penguin Went to the Zoo sort of thing. But I would write this entire story and illustrate it, and it was a small children's book done by me. And I did several of those, and my parents loved them and saved them. And my teachers recognized that I had a talent for telling stories, and so they put me into special writing workshops and classes, again, in the second grade. And so I continued to evolve my writing skills until about middle school, where the teachers went, wow, he's a great artist. We should put him into art school. And so I actually spent middle school and two different high schools that were specialty art schools. And I graduated from New School for the Arts, as you mentioned, with a fine art education, a pretty in-depth fine art education. So my history really led me to appreciate writing and the context of words and their meaning behind them, and then matching that with imagery so that when I went to college, it was really natural to me to pull these two things together because my brain had already been fashioned around the idea of words and images coming together to tell a story. And so I went into graphic design, and I excelled in college. I was at the top of my classes, really helping people out. And when I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I had already been doing some part-time work at an ad agency, and immediately they said, we want to hire you. You're the new art director. Come on in. This is your new space. And it was great because I got to craft products and packaging and brand identities of all kinds of things for yoga studios and car dealerships and a carpet cleaning, Cactus Carpet Cleaning is one that pops in my head. I always loved driving down the street because I would see my big old logo on the side of a carpet cleaning van, and a big old smile would just pop across my face.
Oh, I can imagine how exciting that would be.
Yeah, it's funny because I hardly ever ran across the brands that I was working on, and this was in Phoenix. So it's a pretty big valley that people drive across, but every now and again I'd see the cactus, and it was this big cartoony cactus figure with a wet carpet cleaner just doing his job with these bubbles popping up. And it was a great logo to design, and it looked fantastic on the side of a van, and it still makes me smile. That sort of appreciation of seeing it out in the world, it just makes me so happy to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I left the agency, I actually went and worked in-house at a creative services department for a pharmaceutical company. And that's where a lot of the B2B and B2C brands were that I worked on, because for pharmaceuticals, you're selling to the doctors, but they also need to have good conversations with the patients. And so I learned how to craft messaging that has this trickle-down effect and was able to speak to multiple different audiences. That company was sold in 2012, at which point I ended up moving up to Washington and joining a software company and learning all about software and technology and the marketplace for that, and how it was different from pharmaceuticals, but how the B2B and B2C still really carried, because it was still fulfilling the needs of the end user or the different stations along the way. And so it helped cement some of those philosophies in my head, at which point I said, you know what? I'm doing a lot of making pretty work, and a lot of this work isn't getting to the deeper level of solving problems for this business. And so I went back to college and got my master's degree so that I could actually bring it to the companies and say, look, I see that you want graphic design, but I feel like if we dug a little deeper, we could get real solutions for your business that moved it forward in a meaningful way to you. And that's what led me to opening Think Tank Creative in 2017.
Mm-hmm. So your business model goes and delves far deeper than just graphics design, building a logo and making you look pretty.
Exactly. My focus is in branding and design. So my 20 plus years of graphic design helped me know from experience and from testing out all these different variables and layouts and type sizes and type styles and colors. There's a lot to know about the psychology behind design and how to convey things. But then branding, in my mind, is I like to use a quote from somebody who runs a branding school in New York, that branding is deliberate differentiation. So what I do is I go in and I talk to my clients and I say, okay, I see what you're trying to do. Now let's see if we can create solutions for you that are more than just, like you said, making it pretty. It's more than just a logo. It's more than just a website. Where can we tie this into your business goals? Where can we tie this in to something that's more meaningful to you? If you're trying to get more viewers on your website, that's great. SEO might be able to help you with that. But if we're branding, if we're setting you apart from your competition and helping you stand out and elevating you and giving you a sense of quality and purpose, we can carry that through with design. We can carry that through with the idea of separating you from the pack and making you stand out and be just excellent. And that can lead to greater sales, and that can lead to the greater leads as they come through the funnels, because people start to pay attention at that point.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeremy, in my business, I believe very strongly in working with my clients. And one of the first things that I like to do with them is to help them craft a very clear vision and mission and have that in writing. And that's something that I see that a lot of businesses, especially when it comes to the small business or the solopreneur, that they don't have those. And so when you're talking about their purpose, how do you go about bringing that out for a company? How do you help them find that or define that?
Sure. I actually really enjoy the theories from Simon Sinek, the start with why, the idea that the limbic brain is centered in this emotional core, and that we can approach it with logic and we can approach all that, but that the sense from a business side of what their purpose is locked in this why. Sinek says that people buy what you do. No, people buy why you do things, not what you do. So they are much more interested in your purpose behind things. And my process, what we do is actually try to sit down with the team of my clients, and it's usually a team of 3 to 5 people, and we define what is your brand, what is it trying to say, who does it affect, how does it affect them, and we just list out attributes for all of these different variables. And in the process of that, I take that information, come back, and craft a brand positioning statement from that. That really is answering Simon Sinek's why statement. And so it ends up sounding a little like my business blank provides these types of services to an audience to help them achieve something and feel something so that they can be successful or happy or, you know, move forward with whatever they're doing. So it's trying to take multiple people's opinions and craft a solid why statement that is really the purpose that the company is trying to exude.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the challenges that you find when you're working with a client and helping them craft that?
You know, it's very interesting. When I'm working with entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, what I find is that what they're describing is a lot about who they are. The solutions they provide have a lot to do with who they are and how they view the world, and it's not so much from the customer's point of view. And my job in that sense is to create a bridge from the entrepreneur, the solopreneur, what they're seeing and what they're providing to the customer, and defining who the customer is and how the customer receives that, and how the customer could be, how we could present design, how we could present language, how we could present typography to the customer to help them feel those things that the entrepreneur is trying to carry across. Now, by that same token, the challenge with corporate teams is you may have a department of 8, 10, 15 people, and all of them have a slightly different perspective on the brand that they're dealing with. And so the process that I've come up with works equally for both of them, but in a larger group like that, it's about coming up with ideas. It's about coming up with attributes and then slowly going through and refining and say, yes, we can agree on this. Yes, we can align behind this. And so it's really about getting the group to agree and align behind a direction so that it's meaningful to all of them, and it's a mission, it's a vision that they can buy into and feel like they are part of it and provide opportunity for growth. So it's much more about getting everybody on the same page and rowing in the same direction.
Which can certainly be a challenge when you have several people rowing.
Yeah, but see, that's the fun of it, is all those personalities, all that energy, all the different things going on in their mind. One of the things I learned at the ad agency way back when, my creative director said, look, I appreciate that you're well-trained. I appreciate that you're a creative guy. But you have to remember, it's not about you. It's about the customer. And the customer only sees from their perspective because it's their life. Everybody is the main figure and their main protagonist in their own lives. So you kind of have to step outside that and say, great, how do I come at things from their perspective? And I love working with groups of people because all of them carry such unique ideas that when they bring it all together, you get this picture that is so much more three-dimensional than one or two people alone. And you can get this feeling of everybody's perspective. And when they buy into a singular vision, it really is moving because it becomes, you know, I'd love to say that I know exactly how it's going to turn out every time, but I don't. There's a lot of ambiguity, and I just trust in this process, this framework that I'm working with, because it pulls together all these ideas masterfully.
Mm-hmm. So as you talk about how you pull all these ideas together masterfully, I can't help but wonder, how did you develop your own branding?
You know, that's a great question.
Fumble. No.
Well, it is. It's great because I actually, when I started my website in 2017, when I opened up the doors, when I started saying, okay, everybody, I'll start accepting some work and doing some consultation and this stuff, I didn't know how I wanted to present my brand to the world. And I actually did my process on myself as best I could. And I reached out to about a dozen different graphic designers, and I said, I want you to take this information and come up with a vision of who I could be based on this information. And these are all designers I've worked with for years. So they kind of know who I am. They know my personality. They know I'm a big, bubbly guy. They know that I'm just really energetic and lively. And so I wanted to see how they viewed me in terms of my brand. And so I received back these mood boards that were a little all over the place. Some of them were very much embedded in the designer style. Some of them were very much trying to capture my style. And what I did is I actually took the primary brand from a designer friend of mine, and I built it slowly off of that. And I continue to look at all the other agencies around me and go, well, that seems kind of boring. Well, that seems kind of too adult-ish.
That's no fun.
That's just it. Like, I really enjoy creativity. I enjoy bright colors. I like energy. I like things that stand out. And there's so much that is just kind of boring. I really want to add some fun into what I do and the projects that I work on. And even when they're serious projects, it becomes serious fun. Because mm-hmm. that's the kind of stuff that I like to work on. And that's the kind of people I like to work with. So, you know, I'm all about the helping people. I'm all about following a process. I'm all about making time for fun. And the side effect of all of that is I make some money off of it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, those are it's interesting because I'm really just trying to help the people and do the process because I know it works and have fun while doing it.
Mm-hmm. I love that you present that. Oftentimes, I think many people get caught up in when you get into processes and strategies and all these things, and they can be mundane and boring, and people forget to have fun, and you're just like, heck no, no way, let's take the process. We need it, and the process can be fun.
Absolutely. Well, and that's why when I'm doing my framework, and my framework, it takes about 8 hours, so that's 2 days, about 4 hours a piece, after which time you're exhausted because you're working the brain and burning calories. I mean, that's a hard workout, burning all those brain calories. That is a serious workout. And going at it for 4 hours each day for 2 days, it's really intense. And that's why I do it in person. That's why I do it live, because the energy live helps you get through it mm-hmm. and helps you remain sane and helps you reach answers that you could never have reached before, because you can push people. You can figure out, what kind of personality am I dealing with? You know, where can I push here that might extend their creativity? Because it's not just my creativity. When we do these strategy sessions, when we do trying to figure out who the customers are in a really deep way and their profiles, it's about building on my client's creativity. They're the ones answering the call to all this. I'm just asking the right questions. And it's fun because they realize how much they know and how much they can pull out of their collective consciousness to build the answers that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. So who would you say, or what company has been your most favorite? You don't have to give names if that's confidential, but give us an example of who your favorite client was or has been to work with.
My favorite client that I've been working with recently is the Woodshop Co-op in Everett. And this was a friend of mine, actually, and it's not the reason it's my favorite, but it was a friend of mine who had retired from the IT life. He was a VP of IT for a couple of hospitals and for the government for a little while. And he retired and said, I'm going to open up a carpentry business. And he had done some work working on the side, and he opened up this business. And he does this custom hand-working, amazing carpentry. It's just beautiful work. And he said, you know, I have this studio. I have all this equipment, and it's very specialized for this, and I think other people might want to learn how to work with this, and I don't know exactly how to approach it. And so I sat down with him, and we went through our framework, and we came up with this idea of a woodshop co-op, a space where other people can go and learn how to use tools and learn how to build things and have access to everything they need to use their creativity. And I love that. A space where I could go and use my creativity to build things. I mean, people don't have space to do this kind of stuff in their houses anymore. That's just not normal. And so I've really helped the Woodshop Co-op kind of take a stand. We did a logo, a brand identity for them, and then they painted it on their building, and they're building out slowly. And I just think it's great because the more people embrace their creativity, I feel like the more the more fulfilled, ultimately, they'll feel.
Mm-hmm. And Jeremy, I think that is one of the key things that makes you unique, is the way that you're able to, like with this example, you brought this whole new perspective to what's possible for your friend's business, something that had never even occurred to him. And you bring in that new, fresh perspective. And you are, like I shared in the very beginning, what you shared with me when we first met is that you like to stand out in a noisy world.
And,
and that is exactly what you're demonstrating that you do for your clients.
Yeah, I recall when I presented him my mood board, which is a collection of images and type and everything that show what he could be for the future. And he looked at it and he's like, oh my gosh, I never realized I could build it into this. Now I have a whole new, he had a whole new vision after that. He said, you know, if I get some investors, we could make a chain out of this. It could be like a whole thing across the nation. And I went, okay,
wow.
Talk with your wife, see where that wants to lead. Or if you just want to focus on your carpentry and this is just another thing to make money for you. You know, and that's the thing, is I like working with people and building visions and showing them. I have another client, if I can just kind of interrupt myself here. I'm sorry.
By all means.
I have another client right now who is a alternative medicine practitioner. And she kind of thought she just might end up opening a storefront and having a room in the back. And after going through this process with her and showing her this mood board for her business, and I customized it specifically for her with images and colors that were exactly what she was talking about, that appealed to exactly the kind of customer that she was talking about. I ended up basically designing the entire store front, merchandise, help counters, herb selections, as well as treatment rooms and a couple other aspects that go into it. And she went, I don't think I can afford all of this right now, but I love all of it. And I said, that's okay. This tells you what you can aim for in the future. All you have to do is, whenever you make decisions for your business, where am I going to expand? What am I going to invest in? If this is your goal, you invest in the pieces that help build this. And then eventually you can get there, whether that's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, that's up to you. That's the speed that you're comfortable with growing into this brand. My job, though, is to show you, here's what you can be, and then help you take those steps.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. Well, Jeremy, this has been a lot of fun.
Good. And, I'm glad to hear that.
And I really enjoyed hearing about your journey, hearing about your process, and the difference that you make, the exciting difference that you make for your clients. And as we wrap this up today, I would love to offer you an opportunity. If you were to give business owners one piece of advice, what would you tell them?
Be different.
Wow.
Nothing, that's it. Be different. Because due to the internet and the global economy, almost everything we do these days falls into the commodity category. And, you know, I look to artists in the past. Honestly, my fine art education leads me in this and says, look, impressionists and modernists, they all did things differently, and it changed the world. It opened people's eyes, and it led to new avenues of creativity and music. And business is actually the same. If you follow the same kind of tacks and you just blend in with everybody else, you're not going to improve your business.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to do that is to be different. Be true to yourself and be different than everybody else, because you're different, I'm different, and it's good. And that's how you stand out in this noisy world.
Absolutely. What a great message and a great way to end today. Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at Catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.